Good evening, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Monty, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm fine, Mickey.
Nice to see you. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mickey.
Is it nice
how
to see
are you,
you,
love?
Very well, thank you, Mick.
Nice to see you, but
yes,
I've seen your old stages before recently. Nice to see you. You keeping well?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Well, how are you tonight, Linda?
Oh, much better, dear.
Better?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Any name will do, love, doesn't it?
Well, Lynn's a nice name, I think, because it isn't really your proper name, is it?
No.
No, not
what
it's your mother told me, isn't it?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. And George, how are you, George?
Oh, I'm fed up, Nick.
What?
Well,
why are you?
Oh, I might be up. You've never seen me fed up yet. But to sound fed up, that makes conversation. Everybody wants to know why, and then we get talking. See, if I say, well, I'm all right, they just walk by and forget all that happened.
Well, that's what you think.
Have you been keeping, Mickey?
Once seen, never heard.
Once seen, never heard. Have you been keeping?
I've been all right, no wrong with me.
Been busy?
Well, so-so.
Mm-hmm. Why have you been so long this time?
Oh, waiting for you lot to finish.
Right.
I was interested in the conversation, besides it gave us opportunity to prepare. We're in a hurry, if you ain't. What's time? It's an illusion, ain't it?
It is, sure, aren't we?
Unless you're sitting and waiting it out, then it isn't.
Well, that rather depends on what you're waiting for. What are you waiting for?
We're nothing, Daddy. We're here.
We're waiting to come down to you, Mick. We're absolutely tensed up. Then we'll be here.
I'm not so sure you've got that quite right. When
what?
You're waiting to come down to me,
yeah.
You
well,
mean when you're waiting to come up to me?
No. Oh, there could be something in that as well, Mick. I didn't mind telling you.
Believe me, we have to come down to you, not you come down to us.
Well, come down to here to speak to you.
That's better.
That's right.
Your vibrations on your face are hot.
Okay, I'm not worried
about that. I wonder if you do it at all sometimes.
Oh, we do because we love doing it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be without coming. I love it, you know that.
Yeah.
I'm always happy when I'm having a, you know, sort of to go and I try and help.
Yeah, that's fair.
Where are you, Montague?
To repeat, Mick, I'm very well, thank you, Mick.
Is Monty really your name?
Montague?
Mm. Oh, I wondered if that was, you know, sounded a bit much.
What do you mean, bit much?
Well, Montague, you know, sounds very woff-woff.
I'm very half a crown for that.
Half a crown? You want to be in the fiver class, mate, now, but no, not Montague.
Why, is that Montague Burton?
Oh, well, that's different.
Kind of taste.
Yeah. Didn't say what kind of taste, then.
It's not a bitter taste.
Bad taste? Oh, well, let's all be happy. Be happy while we may. Well, we're all pals together, conditions are nice.
That's all right.
And everyone happy? You got the itch?
No, I haven't.
Not you, in.
You can see me, can you?
Yeah, I can. Get your eyes closed, mate.
No, I'm just a little pain now,
man. Pain? Where's your pain? Not in your leg, is it?
Down on the left.
I beg your pardon?
Under my left rib.
Wonder what you was going to say.
This is becoming merchants, you know, biggest fellow's out in America. This is from Leslie, I think.
You mean you got it from me?
Well,
you
got it from yours, didn't you? Well, you know, it's still infectious, isn't it?
You must always realise that we on this side have a very wonderful sense of humour. If we didn't, we shouldn't be coming back to you.
No, we know that.
We know that. You've never said true.
Well, if you see yours, the other thing in the dark. You have. You see yours, the other guy's always tell for
cool.
Yes.
Well, if anybody had told me a couple of years ago, Mick, I'd do it.
Do what?
Sit in the dark.
Oh, I thought that was one of your main pleasures.
No. Well, it would be faster. No, I mean, you know, oh, Mick. I mean, it's a different thing.
How are you doing, Lynn?
How
I think Lynn's a bit annoyed
tonight.
Oh, and she says to herself, of course I cut out the papers and get on with the work. Carry on with Lynn, you've got to put that one in.
What sort of name would you like me to have, Mickey?
You?
What about Stanley?
Oh, that's one of the worst. Now I think, let me see, what would suit you?
Bill.
No. I think Doug. Douglas.
Oh, no, don't start kicking him up. I don't know. Put a moustache to him. If you said Bill or Elf, something really.
You, Charlie, you are. What would a picky Charlie always? Oh, God.
There's no class when you talk about it, the other side.
What do you mean, what we call you?
You call us by our Christian names.
Oh, of course. That's the name you're known by. So we refer to you as Lynn and George and Monty and Joan.
Oh, yes.
And Liz.
This is how we used to be.
Actually, Mick, we talk of you as though you were somebody actually in the room and...
Well, no, certainly not at the chimney.
No, I don't mean that.
You'll be very careful when
you... You mean as if I were in the flesh.
That's right. Thank you, Mick.
You were one of us.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt and resolve itself into a do.
Cement work?
Yes, it is.
Rockery. Oh, doing the rockery, yes, that's coming along all that much. Maybe the other thing I want now, I want you to come down and give me a hand with it shortly, because I want to do a lot of shifting of soil. Are you any good at doing that, are you? I took Monty on it once, and he said it was a commando course, so I can't take him anymore.
Yes, but I was getting the command.
No, we were doing our shack. Don't worry about that.
Well, I think Monty's a good worker.
Well, I didn't say anything about him working. It's just he was injecting the way we were working.
How do you know I'm a good worker, Mick?
I think you're a very conscientious person. And I think that when you take on a job, you are very conscientious about it. I think it's your nature. In fact, I go as far as to say sometimes you're too intense about perhaps what you have to do, which in a sense is understandable, but isn't necessarily always good for you. Do your work conscientiously, by all means, but don't sort of let it play on your mind.
Do I?
Well, I don't know. Don't you?
I don't know this.
just don't tell them, well, never mind.
Yes, I admit, Mick, things... I tell you what's happened.
What?
Well, there's a certain time when I seem to reach a low vibration. And then I cotton hold to something very small. Doesn't it? May be quite trivial. And then I build it up. And then I start worrying about it. And then I can't stop worrying about it.
Well, because that's wrong.
No, but and then suddenly it will go, and once it goes, it goes. But it is wrong, I agree, but you try and stop it once it starts.
I think the most important thing is to have complete balance. Try to put everything in its proper perspective and everything in its proper pigeonhole and sort of say, well, that's so-and-so, and that's so-and-so, and that's so-and-so, and draw upon it, when necessary, the information or the experience, and use it to advantage, but never allow it to become too powerful or to become a ruler over you. You must always rule it. In other words, you must have control over emotions. To a certain extent, it's important and advisable and essential, which you should do. In other words, never allow a thing to become too much. You know, put it in its place, but value it for what it's worth and treat it with respect and admiration or whatever it happens to be that's necessary, according to the thing itself. But never allow it to get out of hand or yourself in consequence.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello.
Love that, you know. And you know, it's amazing what Mickey knows. Nobody will ever know the whole lot. He can speak eloquently on behalf of every mortal thing, can't he?
Not everything.
No, you leave a lot of standing by listening to my Mickey.
You want to come and help with my automatic stuff, Mickey?
You're what?
It's the only Mickey, can I tell you one thing?
What?
For some reason or other, you've made a very, very deep impression with me.
Well, I hope so. Does that extend? I hope so.
And there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
That's very nice. I'm not interested in
it. No, but fair enough. You see, that's my feelings.
I appreciate
that's it. That's right. I thought I'd say it. Is that not right?
What you must realise is that I can only give you, or anyone for that matter, from my own source or fund of experience.
Oh, yes,
I mean, there's a limit, you see. I mean, there are certain things I don't profess to know and don't know.
Mm.
And I'm not infallible, and a lot of things that I may be wrong in a sense, but they may be right within a certain part, in a certain way, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
In a certain set limit, you know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm. But we've been down here sometimes when you've been philosophizing, shall we say, and you really get gone to town then. Well, then another time you come down and you're highly flighty sort of thing, and you really enjoy everything that everybody else joins in with you. That's what I mean. I mean, you can never go at anything, can't you?
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Marshall here.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, how nice to see you all together again.
Dr. Marsley, can I just say one thing for you?
Yes, in regard to your son.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. And I have great and absolute confidence that all is going to be well, and I think his sight will be restored to, well, a good 75% to 80%. I don't promise 100%, but I certainly think that, well, of course, he's got youth on his side, he's a real lad, got vitality. In fact, it's because of his intense sort of inner self. I can't explain it better than that. And he's such faith, you know. Faith is such a tremendous thing in one so young. I really honestly believe that he's going to be very, very much improved, and I'm certain that he's going to get back best part of his sight, if not complete near enough, you know.
Thank you.
And they may suggest at this stage, I can't be certain, they may suggest later on that he have a contact lens.
Yes.
I only mention this, but I don't know definitely. happening yet at this stage, it's difficult to be sure.
Yes.
But certainly things are going very well, and he's in good spirits, and he should probably be out in a few days.
Yes, he should. He may not.
But I do want to warn you, just a little in advance, that, you know, the odd thing about that lad is, unconsciously to himself, probably, although you're probably very conscious of it, he's his own biggest enemy.
Yes, we do.
And whether he'll grow out of this, which we all hope and pray he will, but he is going through a very peculiar phase.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this has got anything to do with his eye, it hasn't.
Yeah.
But in regard to himself as a person, I'm hoping and praying that eventually he'll grow out of this, but he needs some discipline.
Yeah.
I know that you try to give it, and it's very difficult, especially when the lad's not too fit and well.
Right.
But I think the solve his problem to get the right kind of job, I think it's very important that he should be placed in some sort of position where he can be really interested in what he's doing,
yeah,
at the same time get some distinct reaction.
Yes. Well, we've been trying to find out exactly what he thinks, what sort of job he wants, you see. But
yes,
he
has quite frankly, the faintest idea. No, he has.
Well,
I think it's one thing, I don't know whether it would be, it is a lead or not, but I think Roland is under the impression that every job he takes or attacks, he gets a complaint about it being wrong, this is wrong, that's wrong. And it's only the simplest jobs that he does that he gets no complaints from. He's satisfied within himself, then that's all right, and he's prepared to stop the lower jobs.
Yes,
well, I think so.
I think it's something which, of course, will be eradicated in his nature and make up eventually, but I think the next year, next 18 months, going to be very vital, very important, and I think they can make or break him, quite frankly.
Yes.
I don't want to be depressing, because after all, I know what it means to you. But I think he's going to be a problem. He's already a problem.
Yes.
And I think that it's going to be quite a problem the next year. But I think if he can get among the right companions, and if he can get the right sort of job where he can take a real interest, and he can, you know, I mean, if he's interested in something, he'll become very absorbed. He can be very intense about it. I think the lad's got some fine qualities, and I think he could develop into a very good fellow indeed. But you know, it's a balanced. He's a very balanced person. But I mean unbalanced person.
Mm-hmm.
He's very difficult to put this into words, but he's a neurotic.
Yeah.
He lives on his nervous system and other people's. And he wants some steadying up influence, which I hope he might get in some kind of work. I think so much depends on giving him the right sort of job, even if it doesn't bring him much, as long as
it
helps him to get some sort of discipline. He needs that, you know.
Yes, he needs discipline, yes.
The right kind of discipline.
Yes.
Yes, well, we found in the past, Doctor, that if we could give him a certain amount of, what should we say, children or anything like that, where he's the gardener, then he's most kind with all these children, even when he likes the children, he'll accept that responsibility.
Maybe you would, but I would hardly recommend him as a schoolmaster.
No. I wouldn't recommend him that, but we've noticed these little points with him, you see.
Actually, I think, and this may be a strange thing to suggest, and I don't know what his inclination is, quite frankly. I don't think he's really got any strong inclinations, but actually, he'd be very good with sick people in the nursing profession, in something of the nature of that. If he could be got into something where he is in a responsible position, where he is with other people who need attention. You probably can't visualize this.
Yes, we've got that. He's proved himself even at the hospital.
I think that he could be trained and be a great asset in that capacity of helping and looking after people who are in need, sick.
Yes.
Well, he's shown that
he's by nature an extremely kind of woman.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got some very fine traits in his character. I think he would be an extremely fine person. But you know, he does need that discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we've been trying to do the discipline without being too hard.
Is to be made to realize that he's growing up, that mm-hmm. he's got to face up to life, and above all, face up to himself, develop the talents or whatever it is that he may have dormant with himself on the right lines, and become a useful citizen, and be a happy one in the bargain. I think he could develop on the right lines and be a very fine person.
Yes.
But I think the next year or two will be important as to the company he keeps.
Yes.
Oh, yes, well, he's very, very choosy regarding company in a way. But then again, you see, we can't, if he goes on board ship, then of course he has to accept the company that he's
well,
on board ship.
Of course, I understand. Well,
that we can't
help. I don't think personally.
But he's a man who'll stop at home with us, you know. He's never eager to go home.
No, I think it would be advised, I don't know what the position is, but be advised to keep him at home with a job where he can come home at normal hours. I should think that would be the best thing at the moment, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway, it's a bit early.
We'll
get the boys' health right first.
Well, thank you.
I don't wish to take up valuable time tonight because there are others here who have a greater claim on your time. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you very much, Doctor, for taking all the
nice to see
the
you.
Interest.
Hello, darling. You're talking for all these things, aren't you?
Now, really, even that will give, once, if Roland's home tomorrow and hears this tape, that will give Rhoda the biggest surprise of his life. And we'll go a long way to calling him up.
Right,
then. Because he's got so much faith in these people.
Yeah. Done him more good.
Yes. I mean, even under the operation, you think that his finger, Dr. Marshall, for a time.
Mentioning the second.
Yes.
Of course, we had a very intentional mentioning it to you. We are not pleased with it.
Is everything all right now?
Oui.
Yes, I told you it was all right.
What do you want so much about everything? Sometimes I don't think you realize you are in the development stages, you know. You have to go through all sorts of things, and it's not difficult for you to appreciate, huh?
Yes.
You don't know how we work and how we strive to help you. Well, you do know, but you don't realize that in consequence, it has sometimes that's from your aspect, you know, strange results. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get very desperate.
It's pathologies, that doesn't matter, dear, but you see, when we came down here last time, things were a little bit difficult, as you know.
Ah, me know.
You know, it just passed. Yes?
Oui.
Don't admit like that. We know it's difficult,
too. No, but you know, it is very difficult sometimes for you people, I think, to know how to know between that which is of the spirit and that which is of the earth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I don't think you can appreciate sometimes how that difficult it is. You see, we come to you, our contact with you is purely mental at the moment.
Yes.
What you have to remember is that when we make contact with you at the moment, it is by mind.
Yes.
It is by thought. You see, we transmit our thought through to you, through the instrument, and that is transmitted back to you in language, in word, and you accept it as the word of spirit. But what you don't seem to always realize, and you must be prepared to accept the fact that sometimes the channel is not always clear, or perhaps sometimes the subconscious mind can interfere, and sometimes you get a mixture of that which is from us and that which is from your own side.
Yes.
And then you have to always be aware of the fact, you know, that you can get sometimes intrusion.
Yes.
From forces which are not necessarily evil, but which are not necessarily good, but sometimes earthbound. We have told you that we will protect you and build a wall around you to keep away bad influences. And we do that for you. But you must try very hard by your inner soul, by your realization of all that is good, to strive only for that which is right and that which is of the highest, which means to say it is not sufficient just to sit in the circle and think nice thoughts. You must live them and act them. You know, so many people, it is like when they go to church, you know, especially in my old church, the Catholic Church, you know, people go to confession, they go to mass, you know, and everything is wonderful. And then the next day, they are quite deformed, and then they go back again to church, you know. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that life is to be lived, but it is to be lived in the right way.
Yes.
It is not easy to always think and to do the right things, but remember always that if once you set your foot on the path of spiritual progression, in which you give out love and service, in which you strive for all that which is of God, it then becomes each day a little more easy, a little more natural to you, and gradually you see you are a changed person. And that means to say that it makes it possible for us to draw closer to you, and those that you want to contact you, to help you, to guide you, to uplift you, they can draw nearer and nearer to you, and the conditions will be such that nothing will be impossible, for you will be on a spiritual plan of aspiration. In other words, we shall be in tune, in complete love and harmony. Sometimes it is like that with you, but remember, it is not always so. If we are to achieve results, there is only one way, and that is the way of spiritual progression. And that means to say that you must start with yourselves first. Put your own house in order. Live together in complete harmony, in love, in companionship. Have faith and trust. And if sometimes something arises which causes unpleasantness or makes you unhappy, to talk it out together in love, as friends, and know that all that is said and done together is in true sincerity, in brotherhood. In fact, all is done in God, in love. Then we begin to move in the right direction, and you have faith, and you have trust in each other, and you have faith in us, and all things become real, all things become natural. And therefore the phenomena which you desire and the contact which you so long for will come naturally, because it will mean that you are with us in complete harmony, and we are all on one thought vibration, and we are all together in perfect union. Then these things will be natural, and we shall do the things we promise. But until you yourself can, by your very actions and your thoughts, make possible these things, we are limited. We are limited by you, by your lack in character, by your lack in development. We do not ask for perfection, for we are not perfect, but we only ask that each one of you will strive a little more each day to do the things that are good, to have faith and to have trust in each other and to work for peace and for love's sake. Then all these things will come as we have promised. That is all I can say to you. And what I have said to you is what you know in your hearts. And it is what all who come to you from this side will tell you, in perhaps in a different way, but always it is the same story, that love will make possible the path. And on that path we shall work and progress together. It is for you to decide. I know you struggle and you strive, and sometimes you fail. But if you struggle a little harder, and you love a little more, and you are a little more patient, a little more tolerant, a little more understanding, a little more loving and forgiving. In fact, if you are a little more like God's children, then indeed can we be one. When we are one, then nothing is impossible.